our hero of the week from the Grapevine Fire Department, Michael Dobine's captain of the department there. Good morning, Elizabeth Wheeler. Please tell us about Michael.
Yeah, Captain Dobines, he has been with the Grapevine Fire Department for almost 20 years now, and he will be retiring at the end of this month.
Oh, wow.
So we are definitely losing a big part of our department, as he is like a devout public servant, just very much involved in wanting to do what's best for the department and for everyone that he serves.
Sure.
So we are going to miss him for sure at the department.
Okay, now what do you do at the department?
I am a dispatcher for the city of Grapevine.
Oh,
so over
okay.
the last 3 years.
Wow, very good.
I have been working there with him. He has become a really good friend of mine and helped me understand a lot more about the fire service and has answered any type of questions I may have had about anything. So
it is staggering how much fire departments do and how much firefighters
do.
Oh,
yeah.
It is.
You have no idea. It's crazy. I mean, to sign up to walk into a burning building is beyond me. But, you know, God love them and praise them for what they do because I couldn't do it.
Well, and then first responders on the scene of most accidents and incidents, you know, rescue operations. Boy, they really.
Right. And he's actually the station that he works under is a rescue assignment station. So
oh.
he is actually a captain of the rescue department.
Wow.
So he specializes in all that type of stuff. So even furthermore, puts, you know, a little hardship on our department when we're losing such a great person. Mm-hmm.
Well, after 20 years, two decades, my goodness gracious, that is a, that's not just a salute for this week or this holiday season. That's a salute just in general.
Right. And he's just going to continue. He's going to help out his community a little bit further. He's been
good.
A reserve officer over where he resides. So he's just going to continue doing that.
Oh.
Hats off to him for continuing, still wanting to serve his community.
Congrats. And not only will he get to enjoy, of course, $100 gift card to Crockett Row at West 7th. And, yes, a free old-school cinnamon roll from our great friends over there at the Cinnaholic Gourmet Yummy. Cinnamon Rolls. Mm. But that also applies to you as well for being the nominator, Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley, 92.1 and 95.5. Hank FM.